All right, thank you. Recording started.
So this is for the recording. Today is February 12th, 2020. Unfortunately, we start the recording at the very beginning of the meeting. So we have a quorum. There are at least four members. Jack Murray, Jinri, Masafumi-san, and William are the members in attendance. We approved minutes, and we're going through the, you know, Section 7 action item list. You can check the minutes for what we covered up to this point. All right, so let's get back to our list. So we were just talking about the UE simulator. You know, this is something.
One clarification here, Jackson. Really what you need is that you need a packet core emulator, you need a UE simulator, and you may need a DU or a CU kind of a simulator. So Viavi has products in all of these lines, because if you have to test the DU or the CU, you need like an F1 interface emulator. But it's not just about the UE simulator. You actually need the full end-to-end path if you're going to get a UE to attach and talk to the packet core. So I think we need to kind of discuss this in a bigger discussion.
I think it's really the test and integration environment needs to be discussed now that we're starting to have functional pieces. Okay, so we'll pick that up for next week's meeting and then maybe create a track as part of the integration and test work to see where we go with that. What is going to be done in this group versus the test focus group. All right. We need a test coordinator between the ORAN test group and the OSC. We need to figure out how and where coordination needs to take place, where the handoff points are, and maybe even the previous item. So I was asking for one of the other TSC TOC members to take up the role. I don't know if any of the other TOC members have thought about this and is willing to organize. Obviously, you don't have to do all the work, but organize a sub-team, see if it maybe someday becomes a committee, but at least some discussion and plans. Is anyone willing to do that? All right.
So Jack, I suppose that this kind of invitation also extends to the upcoming additional three talk members.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
So let's continue that discussion. I'll reach out in an email, and let's find how we want to proceed with that. But I think it's important. It's key that the software stays aligned with the intent, and the only way to do that is to kind of test and validate that. All right, let's move on to item J. Yingying to provide a list of functionality that OCU plans on targeting of where the OCU is going in the coming releases. I think it's important that, you know, the OCU and ODU are really complex, challenging pieces as part of this. And so a lot of the lower level functionality can't be exercised until these pieces include key piece, you know, some of the functionality that other elements will need to interact with. So I think Ritwick, I think this originally came out of the requirements planning areas, right? On figuring out what we need, and then Yingying has been off for the holiday. So this is the first time in several weeks we've been able to kind of get to this item.
Yeah, we requested, I think, the OCU folks to at least put in what features they will be implemented this release. Specifically, if there's something in the traffic steering use case that can be done in the OCU, because if you note, the KPI monitoring XAP requires metrics to be coming out of the OCU and ODU. So that's something I think you need to take a look at.
Yeah, Jack and Richard. For the OCU part, yes, we're still facing some risk on the end-to-end use case. By now, OCU part will focus on the UPlan first. Because that for the RC part, we still found that there's no contributions on here on the RC part. That means the state plan is absent in the release B. So I think that for the basically function, end-to-end function, for example, the UE attachment, it will be faced the challenge in the release B. And for the traffic steering in the Oku 8, we will have the topic on the during the face-to-face meeting in the next week to discussing how to involve the E2 interface in the software architecture. And we also want to have the other vendors' contributions on the E2 part. I know for the E2 part, so in this release, we will focus on the basic function for the BCP. And we will, I know that the face-to-face use case like traffic steering is very important, but by now, for the main contributors, they still in the discussion on the E2 interface. So I think in the release B, we will first focus on the basic function. And in the Oku 8, we will have a discussion in next week. And in my personal, I hope that the E2 interface will be should be discussed in the following months in Oku 8.
Litwick, it sounds like, you know, OCU cannot support traffic steering.
Yeah.
You know that we need a UE measurement report, and it seems like it will be not be ready. I mean, it is something, you know, something new to me. I mean, do you know what I mean, right?
No, I understand exactly. Yeah, this is the point, really. I think that the OCU is not advanced enough to provide the UE measurements, because working group 8 specification doesn't allow you to do that today. The alternative is some kind of a simulator, which is what I've been trying to hint with Alex Stanku and folks, if a OCU simulator can be developed. We have an E2 simulator. The E2 simulator can be enhanced to... I think that's something, Alex, you need to work on that maybe with the E2 simulator that we have. Jun, do you think that might help? If we can enhance the E2 simulator to accommodate for the UE measurement?
It may be we need a simulator. I mean, it sounds like we need the fallback plan.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Jun, sorry for asking this stupid question. I don't want to waste too much time for people online. But my stupid question is that, for OCU to support the traffic steering use case from the E2 perspective, does it mean that, to what extent that OCU should support this E2? Is it like, let's say 100%, 100% of what has been specified today by working group three, or is just a very small portion of it?
So we have some call flows. You have to kind of look through those call flows. We don't require everything to be implemented. We need certain specific metrics to be implemented. But for those metrics to be implemented, the basic functionality needs to exist. And that's what I think you need to say, that even the basic functionality is still...
Okay, understood.
So I think the question now comes down to the simulator piece. If Alex can provide a feature or something that he can work on, because I did not see that in the JIRA, and I think this is one point we need to kind of see if Alex can do this. Otherwise, I think this traffic steering use case is at jeopardy. And I think the top members should take note of that. We've tried to, you know, detail the call flows. I think all members in the community have contributed to it. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the OCU and the ODU supporting it. The ODU, I think, has a plan. At least some parts of it, I think Sachin is trying to make it happen. But the OCU part is still not there. And so there were two alternatives. One alternative was that the OCU is a simulator. The other alternative is if Radisys can provide a closed source OCU with a proprietary API, that can also work. But that is not, I don't know, that's a separate product related question. Obviously Radisys has an OCU product. I asked Sachin that question also, if that's a possibility. So Jack, generally, I think this is something that it's of concern. I think you should take note, and we need to make some kind of a decision, I think. What is the fallback plan, and how do we move forward? Some piece parts of the traffic steering, XAF, and entities like that are getting developed, but the full end-to-end stack will not be realized.
Okay. Can we construct our document, the portion of the plan that will be, and I guess the question is, in Cherry, will there be enough advancement even in Cherry to do this use case? Are we looking at more than a year out before we can execute this use case? So I don't know the order of magnitude, I guess, of
Maybe the RSA committee will write a document to see what is the current state of art, and then make some speculations as to what the alternative strategies are, and then we can narrow down as to what is getting implemented and what has to be in the alternate path.
This is important, because if Bronze doesn't have any significant contributions that are functional, then it's a weak message to the broader community. To change the topic slightly here, I think we had talked several weeks back, Ritwick, about you having a conversation with John Kearney on the non-real-time RIC as well, and is there a use case there that that needs to get documented? We're running, you know, I know it's kind of late right now, but that was another question that I think you want to
being done, Jack. The health
check.
I was going to say the health check use case is the second use case that is getting done to a certain extent.
Yeah, Jack, John here. You were working through the issues at the minute. We hit a couple of snags about scoping and requirements, but we're making progress. Okay.
All right. Let's try to get back on track here.
Jack, sorry to interrupt. I have one question, just very quick last question for Rachel. So regarding this issue that we discussed just now, Is that okay? I mean, if we allocate a time slot next week to discuss this.
Sure, absolutely.
You say you need a decision, right?
Yeah, we need to have a decision. I think we need to have a discussion very frankly and see what is...
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Okay, let me allocate
Ginny, but, time slot. But next week is the Paris meeting, and either face-to-face or we are going to remote, you know, we are going to have another call.
It'll be part of that structure, however we figure it out. You know, we'll find time in that structure.
Yeah. Yes.
But I think this whole, this is the challenge of how do we bring a complex system like this and synchronize the pieces, how everyone's O1, A1, E2, and the other, you know, components that are necessary to make the system work kind of get synchronized. These are big, complex pieces. So let's continue the discussion. All right. We haven't gotten through our open items yet. PTL's update sections of the bras to convey what they're going to do in this release. I thought we already talked about up above, but everyone needs to fill out those tables in the bronze release about what they're delivering.
This is a slightly different location on the wiki page. This is under the bronze release front page. Also, after last week's TOC meeting, I sent out email reminder to the mailing list. At this point, I think we only have three projects that have not filled that table yet, or others have done that.
All right. We're starting the dev cycle, so at this point, you should be able to describe what the plan is for this bronze release in those tables. PTLs, please take a few minutes. It's not a ton of work, and fill that out. If I don't see progress by Friday, you'll start getting annoying communications from me. So please try to capture that in that table. It's pretty straightforward. Thank you. All right. Community asked for a release manager. Any thoughts or ideas? No one wants the most hated job in a project. Gee, amazing. So this is a tough position, but to be successful, we need to figure out how to tighten up on these coordination activities to make the whole stack work. It's important. And so we'll keep looking for an option here. All right, let's move on to standing agenda. Let's just take a quick look at our current. This is 2:12. So we're in the middle of our first dev sprint. All right, PTLs, are your teams involved in contributing code and looking at following the JIRA breakdown and trying to advance each of the projects at this point? So by next week, I expect that we'll spend more time with each of the PTLs to hear where they are as they approach the end of the first dev sprint and get an update from each of you, since we're kind of been consumed with some other items today. I don't think we'll get into each PTL today, but I do expect next week to hear spend time with each of you about where you're out at in the dev sprint process.
So Jack, John and I have submitted some repo requests. Do you want to do them by email rather than discuss them here?
Maddie, yours, I saw, I think Jinri's already started the email approval. We'll do that there. You are asking for ones because there are new X apps.
Yes.
Right.
Related to the traffic steering and the health check use case.
Right. And then the other one was John Kearney. I think you asked for a new one for the dashboard or for something related to that. I saw it, but I just don't remember off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, sure. John here. We had some work done on a portal, a non-real-time RIC portal, and we just wanted to move that from the non-real-time RIC project into the under the portal project. So it's just relocating existing code. That's all.
Okay.
But again, I'd appreciate if you could expedite the approval. That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. So if all the talk members can look at their emails and approve that today, I think, I think in general, we're coming up to a time where we have to talk a little bit more about our bigger strategy on how the whole system works together as a whole system. Things like different dashboards and things, even if they're in the same project, doesn't mean the experience is where we want to be. From a standpoint of an operations perspective, I think we need to consider how we get a user group together from people who will manage and use the overall system from an operations standpoint. So this is something we'll add new for discussion, but I think we're getting close to that point where as the different system components come together, we need to make sure that we have a view from an overall perspective how it works together. All right, so we'll vote on both of those. Does anyone have any questions before we do believe that? Okay. Lijing, any major items right now?
None, thanks.
Okay, any other PTL have an item other than the two requests for approvals right now?
I have one. This is Toral from the Near Real Time RIC platform team. I forgot putting it not on the agenda, but I think we need to talk about how we can use the ASN1 from O1 Alliance specification in the O1 SC. I'm about to write an email to at least to Jack and Jinri on this. So the problem is the O1 Alliance has the very restrictive licensing scheme similar to 3GPP, and just copying ASN1 is not an option, and then we have the problem of generating code from that. I'm not sure if there was any previous discussion related to this on O1, between O1 Alliance and O1 SC, or is there any forum where this should be discussed?
Yes, this has been discussed a couple of times. I have the item with the ORAN legal representative, Stefan. It just seems that with all these recent activities, it keeps getting bumped. But at least with ORAN and then with 3GPP, we've made some requests for copyright usage, and I have to check what they bounced back. More questions. It's been going back and forth. I think the issue is they're not very familiar with the needs of an open source project, so we're trying to evolve both our discussions to get to a place that works. So there are discussions involved. Who asked this question, was it?
Tora from Near Real Time RIC.
Okay. So I'd be happy to include you on some of the discussions if you're interested. But they are going on. They're just not getting resolved in a timely fashion. too much going on. The world is conspiring against us.
Okay, this very soon will be a very concrete problem in that we cannot publish any code.
Yes. That
compiles automatically.
Yes.
Yeah, Jack, same for the OAM project. So what I currently doing, I take then IETF young models in order to have this health check use case, for example, ready, because I have exactly the same problem.
Okay, we'll move this back up to the top of the list here as soon as we get resolved on what we're doing for next week, and we'll see if we can get progress on this. Thank you for raising this.
Martin, yeah. Did you have, was your concrete problem with ORAN specifications or
with ORAN young files for the health check use case? So there are some from OpenFrontHaul available, which are not the way the ORAN Alliance is going forward, to my understanding. But the ones which are under discussion in ORAN Alliance are not published at all and are in a private space at this point in time. So that's why I have on the open source wiki page here an IETF young model, which will be close to the one which will be maybe somewhere in future by the ORAN Alliance, so that we do not have a big clash moving from one to the other. However, it's not the ORAN specification in that sense.
Okay, clear.
If you could each just send me an email with articulating your specific need, just so I can capture it as part of the record. Lixing, let's add a new action item on this topic to get it resolved, but it'll be two separate ones, one for ORAN and one for 3GPP. All right?
Okay, this is for today?
Yeah.
For today or next week? Next week, right?
Yes.
All right. Sure.
Yeah, and please also include me. Yeah. I mean, I can also help to push this.
All right, so let's get to the new items. June, you had a discrepancy between the near real-time RIC and the working group 3. Can you articulate your concern?
Yes, Jack, yes. Can I borrow screen so I can share?
Sure.
Thanks. So yesterday the Claudio and I exchanged, Claudio, the working group 3 co-chair, and I exchanged some email, and he actually, you know, working group 3 is trying to better align with the OSC, and we are going to probably discuss it in upcoming face-to-face meeting, and this is actually Samsung contribution, and I just cut and paste a couple of pages to show that the current status of the ORAN working group 3 and OSC discrepancy. So as you know that the, you know, working group 3 has completed the E2 spec, and now the EC has been approved, and we are just one step away from, you know, publication, the good approval, you know, next week. I mean, the, you know, this week, actually, before it is next week, it is before the MWC. So in the case, the ORAN working group 3 E2 spec first release will be complete by end of February, and it will be the, you know, the first queue. And next week, working group 3, we will, you know, start discussing, you know, the second release, and which definitely will include traffic steering service model and use case. And to support service, traffic steering service model and use case, we need a couple of enhancement, not only supporting the E2 traffic steering service model, it also require another service model, such as the, you know, KPM on enhancement. And those things, actually, we are, you know, this is a tentative schedule, but in our practice, actually, we are targeting, you know, 6 months time, you know, term to complete the, you know, the next round of specification. So it means that the ORAN working group's E2 spec, second release, will be ready in the third Q of this year. And since our OSC bronze release will be targeting the second quarter, then there is one quarter discrepancy. And it means that the OSC bronze release, it will be comply with the first release and not the second release. And it will be lack of traffic steering specification. So in that case, actually, we are going to be in the, you know, the another situation that the pre-spec, software development. So I'm kind of wondering, I mean, what is our policy, I mean, this time? So are you going to go ahead and publish the, you know, OSC with the pre-spec tag in the bronze release and basically saying that we are complying with the first release of the ORAN, but not the second release. And how we are going to support the traffic steering, which is not, you know, completely specified in the working group 3. So, and it come down to the following of the question. I mean, do we need some kind of written policy? You know, whether, you know, we are going to keep doing this, then, you know, we need to somehow to make a policy that we are trying to comply as much as possible, but while, you know, the discrepancy should be written as a, you know, pre-spec tag or something. And lastly, actually, I'm kind of wondering, you know, like we can ask working group 3 and the, you know, let them, you know, publish like, you know, patch of between the first and second release, and they can try to, you know, align with the bronze release. You know, they can put the high priority of supporting traffic steering use case, and they can just focus on the supporting the traffic steering service model and KPM mode enhancement as the first priority, and they can complete in, you know, next couple of months. So that kind of thing, we should give input to the working group 3, and we should have some kind of policy. So, yeah, that is my, you know, the short statement.
Okay, can you go to your slide 2 for a second?
Sure.
All right. So if you look at this, the truth is, at that current schedule of working group 3, even if they complete it by the third quarter, it's probably too late for even the cherry release for the OSC, right? Because you'll be already in the middle of the dev cycles, and so they'll miss the whole planning cycle, right? So there are several issues here. It's not just the bronze issue, right? It's an ongoing issue.
Now, yeah, you're right.
Right. Generally speaking, you know, this is not a unique problem in the sense that the only time that you can fully implement any specification is when they stop, you know, evolving the specification. So it's not uncommon to have a software release that says we are E2 specification 1.x compatible, and that, you know, 2.x is this green window. I think we need to do a couple of things. One, we need to work with the ORAN Alliance on a little tighter structure associated with revision control. You just can't call it a first release and a second release. I think they're going to have to, we need to ask them to get a little more structure, like, you know, 1.1, 1.2 versus 2.1, 2.0, some structure that we can better reference our software that we're building to, because
actually we have the version number.
What's that?
Yes, we have a version number, version, you know, 1.0 and, you know, 2.0. But I didn't specify on the slide.
Okay, so if there's a structure like that, then that's what we should be, you know, our requirements team, what that everyone should be participating with, should be specifying that we're going to use in the bronze release, now that there is one. You know, it was harder when there wasn't one, even a 1.0 release, then it would be pre-specification. But now it's not pre-specification. What it should be is that we are compliant with the E2, you know, R1.0 or R1.1. So what, that's part of it. That's kind of the technical way we should be dealing with that. Because there will always be a 2, a 2.1, a 2.3, a 2.4, because there will always be some correction or some minor enhancement until the system becomes so mature that there are no changes. The changes may slow as we move forward, though. And usually by then, no one's interested in writing software for it anymore, because there's, you know, there's the next generation of specifications we're all off working on. Now, I think what we need to continue our evolution with the working group and saying, look, for our needs, we need to take and ask them to do a 1.1 release or a 1.2 release to deal with the specific things that align with what we need in the next software release, and maybe not wait for a full 2.0 release, or they could do an early 2.0 release and then follow up with a 2.1 and a 2.2 to add the functionality. But I think this is the feedback we should be giving the working groups, that, you know, there is a dependency on both sides. If they are not working with us, and even in discussion with some of the leadership team in ORAN, they were encouraging us to go back to them with what we need. But I think we should be following an approach like that, where we say for our traffic steering use case, we need a minimum of a, you know, 1.1 release with these capabilities, or they have to do a 2.1 release, 2.0 release sooner, followed by a 2.1 and 2.2. They just can't do large block releases. They have to get some more granularity into their release structure that can align with what we need. Otherwise, they're going to lose the software community. So, it's very, we have to find a working method that works for both teams. This is just my thoughts. If other people have opinion on it, I'll shut up now and happy to hear from other people.
Actually, let me deliver a message from, you know, working group 3 co-chair Claudio. And actually, he thinks that, you know, there must be a better way to communicate between the talk and the working group 3, because he thinks that just, you know, aligning in the face-to-face meeting is not good enough. You know, like there should be some the regular channel, and, you know, can exchange the like alignment, just what you said, like a feature requirement from OSC to working group 3. So they can maybe prioritize the what can be delivered earlier, and, you know, to accommodate like a trapping use case. Actually, the AT&T represented, you know, in the working group 3, and the literature has been, you know, saying that the trapping use case needed to be supported. But some official way to communication, it might be good idea actually.
Well, I'm not sure how more official you can have. We have the head of, you know, the RSAC committee presenting there, and we have our near real-time RIC, you know, PTL there. I guess the question is, what's more official than that? So...
Yes, so Jack, I actually want to echo you on this. So actually, June, so probably we're not there in Tokyo, but I believe that, like, back to Tokyo meeting, we have already kind of discussed this communication strategy, communication plan to make a better communication between OAC and working groups, in particular for working group three. And I still remember that one of the results, one of the methods that we came out with, which we also reported on the TSC meeting and also requested as an action point for the working group co-chairs, is that kind of to request working group to send a delegate to sit either in our RSEC or our, I mean, or attending our talk meeting or our respective project meeting. For, I mean, as Jack mentioned, that we have already had retreat and recently also you sitting in the working group three. I believe that the message from software community is well displayed or communicated to working group three. But I mean, to be honest, so far we seldom see feedback from working group three. That's a very certain occasion. But you see, every face-to-face meeting, we always send out a dedicated invitation to working groups. So I agree with you and Claudia that we do need a better communication. But I mean, just frankly speaking, I think we need more input from working groups three.
But you know,
again, this is no campaigning. This is just a fact.
Yeah, understand. Actually, yeah. Guilty as accused. Yeah, but you know, from working group three point of view, you know, we want to get some kind of written request, like something like the feature requirement, like to accommodate the bronze list. Like the not many people from the working group three actually attending the OSC, and they don't know anything about what in detail what kind of epic or story is going on in the OSC. So it is very difficult rest of the working group three to accommodate OSC, unless like an individual company like AT&T and Samsung, we can just represent our own interest in working group three.
This is the job of the RSAC committee to communicate, to align the requirements to the software community with the working group community for each release. They're the ones to do that. You're not going to drag software developers into, all the software developers into the working groups, the PTL, possibly a few key people, but, I think we're still kind of learning how specifications need to work relative to software development, and there's still a gap. But the RSAC committee speaks for the OSC as to what's required, what we need for a particular OSC release. This is why more people in the OSC need to be involved in the RSAC committee and making sure that plan. I think what we're missing is a little more formal discussion that says for bronze release, for each of the specifications, we're going to use release version X for the bronze release. And then Ritwick, I think your team needs to, build a structure that we communicate that more clearly, and then tell them, look, we need a release for, I'll use E2 as an example, we need a release 1.1 of the E2 to be released by such and such date for Cherry to deliver on. Otherwise, we'll consider that they're not meeting the deadline that we have for Cherry. The problem is we don't have much, there's not much penalty in them not meeting the deadline, right, other than us escalating to the TSC.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just working group three, it's also working group eight,
Well, like I said, every working group specific, you need a table that says each working group and then what version of the spec for bronze we're working with, right? And then the same thing for cherry. These are the versions we need and what are the key item in each version? Some kind of simple table to begin communicating the structure. But, yeah. You know, for cherries at risk right now with working group three, what I see here, working group three has to decide either they're going to have a 1.x interim release to support cherry, or they're going to have to shorten up 2.x and have a 2.1, 2.2, 2.3 over this window that they're talking about to line up with cherry.
But so, it's not just the E2 AP, it's also the E2SM, the service models. The service models needs to be ratified by working group three, right? So we're trying to propose a traffic stream service model. That needs to be going through that working group and ratified, and then we have to implement it on the OCU side. So it's not just the original spec, it's the follow-ups of the service models that are important also.
Well, those things have to be in a particular release from them that we need,
yeah.
Right? And we need to get more, I do agree we can be more effective of saying, here is our date that we need an incremental release by for us to build to. Right, we have to give them some firm dates. So if Cherry needs something by, I don't know if Q1 is the end of Q1 or the beginning of Q1. I assume that's for Cherry to, it just looks a little skewed, because bronze is across Q1 and I think partly into Q2, but that's okay. We need better alignment and we need to ask, clearly specify which versions we're building to. They're no longer, as long as a spec exists, it's not pre-spec anymore. It's only to the current release specification. We support up to 1.x in the bronze release because there is a 1.x release that we're building to. So that's the best that I can offer at this point in time. We need to talk about this more, but the working groups can't just ignore us. we need to figure out a way to better effectively communicate. Otherwise, we should just stop the OSC and wait for them to be done, and then because it's ineffective to waste software developers' times if we can't communicate more effectively.
The LITIC, I think that you and I need to discuss in the RSEC meeting. You know, we can put up some requirement to working group three, and you know, we can start to discuss.
Yeah.
Okay. So all right.
Thank you. You
also mentioned that there is a dedicated time slot for working group three face to face to discuss with OSC, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but we never received that invitation. So please, could you please send us the agenda or invitation?
It was just discussion between Claudio and I, and we finalize it, you know, I will send. Actually, I ask Claudio to send it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate you bringing this at this time. Yeah, it's really very timely, very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're 18 minutes over. Sorry to keep everyone so long today. Some difficult conversations, but let's continue next week. Like I said, I'll spend more time next week with each PTL, getting an update for them, and then I expect them to update the bronze tables before the end of the day Friday. Any last items before we close the meeting? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.